Hello everyone and welcome back to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a Bible reading podcast from Israel. I'm Harriet, your reader today, and today we have Monday the 3rd of May or the 21st of Iyar on the Hebrew calendar. It is day 36 of the counting of the Omer, and we have a double parasha this week, and it's called Behav, which means on the mountain, and Bechukotai, in my statutes. The portion from the Torah today is Leviticus chapter 25, verses 19 through 28. And before we start reading our scriptures, let's bless the Lord for giving us His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel, and to all peoples through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. Then the land will yield its fruit, and you may eat your fill and live there in safety. Now if you ask, what are we to eat during the seventh year? If, see, we are not to sow nor gather in our increase. Now I will command my blessing to you in the sixth year, so that it will yield a harvest sufficient for 3 years. When you sow during the eighth year, you will still be eating the old stored harvest until the harvest of the ninth year comes in. Moreover, the land is not to be sold permanently, because the land is mine, for you are sojourners with me. For any land you possess, you are to provide for redemption of the land. If your brother becomes poor and sells some of his property, then his nearest kinsman may come and redeem what his brother has sold. If a man has no kinsman redeemer, but he himself recovers and finds sufficient means to redeem it, then let him reckon the years since its sale and restore the surplus to the man to whom he sold it. Then he will return to his property. But if he is not able to get it back for himself, then what he has sold is to remain in the hand of the one who has bought it until the year of Jubilee. Then in the year of Jubilee it should be released, so he may return to his property. That was Leviticus 25:19 through 28. Now our portion from the prophets, which today is Jeremiah chapter 5. Roam the streets of Jerusalem, look around and consider. Search through her squares. If you can find a person, if there is one who does justice, who seeks truth, then I will pardon the city. Though they say, as the Lord lives, surely they swear falsely. Lord, do your eyes not look for faithfulness? You struck them, but they did not grieve. You disciplined them, but they refused correction. They made their faces harder than stone. They refused to return. Then I said, these are only the poor. They are foolish, for they do not know the way of the Lord, the ordinance of their God. I will go to the distinguished and speak to them. Surely they know the way of the Lord, the ordinance of their God. But they too had broken the yoke and torn off the bonds. Therefore a lion from the forest will kill them, a desert wolf will ravage them. A leopard watches over their cities. Everyone who ventures out will be torn to pieces, for their rebellion is great, their backslidings frequent. Why therefore should I forgive you? Your children have forsaken me and sworn by those who are not gods. Even though I fed them well, they committed adultery and thronged to the prostitute houses. They are well-fed, lustful stallions, each neighing for his neighbor's wife. For such, should I not punish them? It is a declaration of the Lord. On such a nation as this, should I not avenge myself? Go up into her vines and ravage them, but do not completely destroy them. Strip away her branches, for they are not the Lord's. For the house of Israel and the house of Judah have been utterly unfaithful to me. It is a declaration of the Lord. They have lied about the Lord, saying, "Not he, no harm will come to us, nor will we see sword or famine. The prophets are but wind, and the word is not in them. Let what they say be done to them." Therefore, thus says the Lord Elohei Tzvaot, because you speak this word, behold, I will make my words in your mouth fire, and this people wood, and it will devour them. See, I'm bringing a nation against you from afar, O house of Israel. It is a declaration of the Lord. It is an enduring nation, an ancient nation, a nation whose language you neither know nor understand what they say. Their quiver is an open grave. They are all mighty warriors. They will devour your harvest and your food. They will devour your sons and your daughters. They will devour your flocks and your herds. They will devour your vines and your fig trees. They will demolish your fortified cities, the ones in which you trust, with a sword. Yet, even in those days, declares the Lord, I will not completely destroy you. So it will come to pass that when you ask, why has the Lord Eloheinu done all these things to us? You will tell them, as you have forsaken me and served foreign gods in your land, so will you serve strangers in a land that is not yours. Declare this in the house of Jacob, and proclaim it in Judah, saying, hear this, you foolish people, who have no understanding, who have eyes but do not see, who have ears but do not hear. Do you not fear me, says the Lord? Do you not tremble in my presence? For I made the sand a boundary of the sea, an everlasting decree that cannot be broken. Though the waves roll, they cannot prevail. Though they roar, they cannot cross it. But this people have a stubborn and rebellious heart. They have turned aside and gone away. They do not say in their heart, let us now fear the Lord Eloheinu, who gives rain in its season, fall rain and spring rain, who reserves for us the appointed weeks of harvest. Your iniquities have turned these away. Your sins have deprived you of bounty. For among my people are wicked men, watching like bait layers lying in wait. They set a trap, they catch men. As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. That is why they grew rich and great. They grew fat and sleek. They also overlooked evil deeds. They do not uphold a cause, the cause of an orphan to prosper, nor do they defend the right of the poor. Should I not punish them, says the Lord? On such a nation should I not avenge myself? An appalling and horrible thing has happened in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, the Kohanim rule by their own authority, and my people love it this way. But what will you do in the end? That was Jeremiah chapter 5. Our portion from the writings is today Job chapters 25 and 26. Then Bildad the Shuhite answered, dominion and awe are with him. He establishes shalom in his heights. Can his armies be counted? On whom does his light not rise? How then can a man be righteous with God? How can one born of a woman be pure? If even the moon is not bright and the stars are not pure in his eyes, how much less man who is but a maggot, a son of a man who is a worm? Then Job responded and said, How you have helped the powerless, how you have saved the arm without strength, how you have counseled the one without wisdom and revealed your abundant insights. To whom have you uttered words? Whose spirit has come from your mouth? The dead tremble, those beneath the water and all that live in them. Sheol is naked before him. Abaddon has no covering. He stretches out the north over the void. He suspends the earth over nothing. He wraps up the waters in his clouds, yet the clouds do not burst under them. He covers the face of the full moon, spreading his clouds over it. He marks out the horizon on the face of the waters for a boundary between light and dark. The pillars of heaven tremble, astounded at his rebuke. By his power he churns up the sea. By his understanding he smashes Rahab. By his ruach the heavens are clear. His hand pierced the fleeing serpent. Indeed, these are but glimpses of his ways. How faint the whisper we hear of him. Who then can understand the thunder of his might? That was Job 25 and 26. And our final portion from the Apostolic Scriptures is Romans chapter 6 today. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin so that grace may abound? May it never be. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who were immersed into Messiah Yeshua were immersed into his death? Therefore we are buried together with him through immersion into death, in order that just as Messiah was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have become joined together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also will be joined together in his resurrection, knowing our old man was crucified with him so that the sinful body might be done away with, so we no longer serve sin. For he who has died is set free from sin. Now, if we have died with Messiah, we believe that we shall also live with him. We know that Messiah, having been raised from the dead, no longer dies. Death no longer is master over him. For the death he died to sin once for all, but the life he lives to God. So also continually count yourselves both dead to sin and alive to God in Messiah Yeshua. Therefore, do not let sin rule in your mortal body so that you obey its desires. And do not keep yielding your body parts to sin as tools of wickedness, but yield yourselves to God as those alive from the dead, and your body parts as tools of righteousness to God. For sin shall not be master over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? May it never be. Do you not know that to whatever you yield yourselves as slaves for obedience, you are slaves to what you obey, whether it's to sin resulting in death or to obedience resulting in righteousness? But thanks be to God that though you were slaves of sin, you wholeheartedly obeyed the former teaching under which you were placed. And after you were set free from sin, you became enslaved to righteousness. I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you yielded your body parts as slaves to uncleanness and lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now yield your body parts as slaves to righteousness, resulting in holiness. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free with regard to righteousness. So then, what outcome did you have that you are now ashamed of? For the end of those things is death. But now, having been set free from sin and having become enslaved to God, you have your fruit resulting in holiness. And the outcome is eternal life. For sin's payment is death, but God's gracious gift is eternal life in Messiah Yeshua, our Lord. That was Romans chapter 6, and that concludes our reading of scriptures for today. If you're reading through the apostolic scriptures twice this cycle, you would be reading also Matthew 24, verses 29 through 51 today. This is Harriet with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom from Yerushalayim. Until next time.